week, anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. And now it's the show you've been waiting for. I've been waiting for it. Let's talk about it with Ms. Penny. Good evening, Ms. Penny.
Hello, hello, hello. How you doing today?
Doing great, doing great. It's a little cold. You asked how is the weather in our parts of the country, in our part of the city, and it is cold.
Yes. I guess because I love cold. So
oh, okay.
This wasn't too cold today for me.
All right.
Cold today.
Well, more power to you. What are you?
So it wasn't today for me.
What are you going to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about taking responsibility of the things that you do.
That's important.
We always want to blame others.
Okay. All right. I want to listen. I want to hear. I'm going to step back and just listen. Okay. And enjoy your show. Enjoy.
Yes. Hello. Hello. How y'all doing today out there in the world? This your pit girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. You know, I'm coming live from Studio W. We can be heard so many different ways. If you don't want to listen to us on your iPad or your laptop, you can listen to us on your iPhone. You can go to the Apple Store and download Studio.W, or you can go to your Play Store on your Android and put in Studio W, or you could kick back, have a cup of coffee or cold soda or a cold glass of water. You can say Alexa, play Studio W. And you know, our website is international, studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe, leave us some comments, let us know how you're liking it, our shows. And if you want to hear them later or let your friends hear them later, you can go on the website. And now we have a space up there for archive. You don't have to do the drop down button. It's at the top of the page, the web page. And let us know how you're liking it, our show. And let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We are on LinkedIn, YouTube. We even have a Let's Talk About It Facebook that you can join as a member and you'll get notice that we're live. Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can hear us a little bit of everywhere. Now let's get to what we're going to talk about, this hot sizzling conversation, because we always have hot sizzling conversation. Why not take responsibility for your actions? Everybody does something nowadays. They want to blame everybody else, but they don't take responsibility of what's going on in their life. And it's a lot of younger people too. It's more the younger generation. If they don't graduate from high school, they blame their parents. If they don't, if they have kids, they blame everybody but themselves. If they're not successful, you could think of everybody else to blame on what is going on in your life, but you don't take responsibility. Or maybe if I had a went this route, maybe if I had listened to my parents, maybe if I had done my schoolwork when I was going to school, maybe I'll be successful. I would have a big house like everybody else. Or maybe I have a better job, paying job. But nobody wants to take responsibility of what they do wrong. They want to blame everybody else. Play the blame game. And you know what? When it all boils down to it, the blame falls back on you. I'm hearing a lot of talk on TikTok, kids going after their parents, or their friends, or their husband, their ex-husband, ex-wives, why things is not happening in their life the way they want it to. That's your path or your life. That's the path that you chose for yourself. If you let somebody interrupt your path, then guess what? It is not going to be their fault. It's because you let them stop you from doing what you wanted to do. And if you let somebody or something, it can be, say, for example, if you want to become the supervisor on your job and you don't like the supervisor that they got right now, just because you don't like that supervisor, get up there where that supervisor is at. So that supervisor have a little bit of more talk to the head man. So you don't want to make way for that supervisor that you have. So he or she don't go in there and make bad ways for you with the head man. You want to do and try to have a good working relationship. So let the head man see what you're about and what you can do. Show them what I'm just as good as this person. I can do this job. So don't let somebody else direct your path and then you blame them for it. Cause you're the blame. You let them direct your path to the left instead of going to the right. And even when you're in a relationship, when you're in a relationship and you want to be successful, don't let that other person stop you. Cause all you're going to do is sit back and think of all the reason why you're not doing what you wanted to do because of that person. Take responsibility for your action. And y'all know Miss Penny always have a story. I always have a story. Sometimes I sit down and think about where would I be right now? And where could I have been 20 years before now? But I can't look back on that. I have to be and make the changes in my life to correct the bad judgment or the bad decision that I made back there that stopped me from getting what I wanted back then that I have successful gotten now. Let me repeat that. You can't go back 10 years or 5 years. You can't go back, but you could correct the situation that you did and not make that same mistake so you can be successful now. And as you go on, you can't always blame other people for what is going on in your life. Like I hear a lot of people say, you know, I drink alcohol because of this happened to me, or I became a drug addict because this happened to me. You can correct that. Go get help. You can seek help and become a better person. Don't hold on to the bad things in your life. Why do we always think about all the bad things? You never hear people really settle and sit down and laugh and talk about all the good things that has happened in their life. They always want to bring up all the bad things. And when you hold on to them bad things, the more you let it weigh you down, the less time and the less energy you're going to have pushing forward. People always want to think about all the bad things. My mama didn't do this. My daddy didn't do this. My grandmama didn't do this. Well, guess what? You can't go back and change what didn't happen. You got to push forward to the future and keep going forward, because whatever happened back then didn't define who you was going to be. It didn't make you who you are. It's the judgment and the choices that you made. You can't blame everybody for what's going wrong in your life. And I know it's this thing, everybody, y'all know I have a story. I know it's this thing going all over TikTok about Romeo and his daddy, which I don't get into all that, but it's just how people are blowing it. Get out them people business. Let them deal with their path and get on the right track and not blame each other. Because we could play this blame game all day. That's all it is. Daddy blaming son, son blaming daddy. You could play this all day. And you could get the whole world involved. You could get the whole world involved in your blame game. Especially if you are a celebrity. Just like, for example, the actor that he's not, Johnny Depp, he's not successful. So he's blaming it all on his wife because he didn't become this real famous actor. We can play the blame game all day until you take time to sit down and see what you've done wrong, what you could have done better, and what I would do better in the future or going forward, then you're not gonna never. You will always stay in that little blame room. You know how you have a living room, you have a dining room, you have a sitting room, you have a bedroom? Well, you're in a blame room because you're blaming everybody around you for all the things that's wrong in your life. Instead of looking in that big mirror that you have in your house, looking in the mirror at yourself and say, let me see what I did wrong, what I could have done better. Because I think that, you know, Miss Penn always got a story. I always think about myself. Because if I sat back and did the blame game on all the people that did me wrong or people that got in my direction and my path that I was trying to go and stop me, until I jumped over those hurdles, I would not be where I am today. If I had kept playing the blame game, I had to open up that door to that blame room. And that's what you need to do. Just get up, open the door to the blame game and say, look, I did this to myself. I need to take responsibility. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want nobody to go saying that Miss Penny said this, because I'm getting ready to correct you. If you had a trauma that happened in your life and you can't get past it, go get help. That may be the reason why you can't get out the blame game. And Miss Penny is not saying that is wrong. I'm not saying that. So let's not say Miss Penny is saying that. Because some people have had some tragedies and some traumas that have happened to them as a child and as an adult that they can't get past it. But I'm talking about the people that has not, that keep blaming everybody for everything that's wrong in their life. I want to make six figures, but I can't make six figures because daddy didn't buy me the shoes to play basketball. Well, okay, you didn't have the shoes, so what's your B plan? Everybody don't make it to the NBA or the NFL. Everybody don't make it. I didn't make it in college because I didn't have nobody to help me. Well, it's a lot of people out here didn't have a help in the when they went to college. It's a lot of people didn't have it. So those are the people that I'm talking about that sit back and want to blame everybody for everything going wrong in their lives. If you sit down with someone else, I'm going to tell you what you do. This is what you do. The next time you feeling sorry for yourself or blaming somebody else for what's wrong in your life, walk down the street and meet somebody else and talk to them and about what's going on in their life, and I guarantee you your problem will be as big as an ant. Your problem, you'll be like, I don't have no problem. I'm okay. Don't put the blame on someone else. Because just a lot of us can think of things that we wanted to do in life, places we wanted to go, jobs that we wanted to choose. It's people that went to college. Listen to me. Excuse me. There are people that went to college, got a college degree. They started out taking up saying they was made going to be a lawyer or even a doctor. But the work was too hard. So they changed their major. And they are still, they became successful whatever they changed their major to. They chose to change their major to. They changed it. But they are still successful. They might didn't become that big time lawyer. They might didn't become that big time doctor. But they changed their major and graduated from college and doing good. I have met many people that is in the military that went to college and joined the military to become an officer to help pay for their college. They got good jobs in the military. Some of them have retired out the military and making good money, retirement pay. So just because you hit a bump in the road or something happened that you couldn't get where you wanted to go, don't blame everybody else. And y'all know I always have a story. This is something else that bothers me. When parents, just because you had kids and you didn't become successful, you can't blame them kids. Because you dropped out of school or you didn't go to college, you can't blame them kids. You still have a chance to correct that. Nobody say there's an age limit to get an education. Nobody say there's an age limit to get a job. There's no age limit to buy a home. So the things that you are blaming other people for, look in the mirror. They're not to blame for you not getting what you want to get. You got to have that motivation, that energy. You got to want it bad enough. If you want it, you want to feel it, you taste it, you think about it, you dream about it, you want it. Guarantee you'll go get it. And there's nobody that can stop you from getting it. Because you're going to be like a football player on the on the football field, everything coming your way, you're going to tackle it. You're going to knock it down. You're going to keep running. You're going to keep pushing. You're going to keep going. You're going to be that person that hit that field goal and say, bang, I got it. I did it. Don't blame other people because your life is not going the way you want it to go or the way you wish that it would go. You cannot blame other people for the things that's happening in your life. And don't hold your head down because you didn't become this big time lawyer or you didn't become this doctor. That may not have been the path that was meant for you. Sometimes I even think about, I be like, I have to catch myself because I go back and I be thinking about it. I be like, what would I have been? What could I have done? Nothing. Not nothing. I'm good where I am. I'm not rich, but I'm good. So you cannot blame other people for your downfalls. And I know there's a lot of people out here saying, well, Miss Penny, my mom didn't work. We didn't have this and we didn't have that. We didn't have a lot of clothes. We didn't have a lot of food. We was homeless. Oh, wait. Look at me. I was poor. I wasn't born with a silver, gold, a burgundy spoon in my mouth. I worked hard for everything that I got. And when I got ready to really get the grind on and get what I wanted, I wasn't gonna let nobody stop me. Every hurdle I had to jump, every backstabbing, I pulled a knife out and kept running. Every talking about me, I jumped the hurdle and kept running. Everybody saying that I couldn't do it, I jumped that hurdle and kept running. Everybody said I wasn't going to be nothing. I jumped that hurdle and I kept running. And when I made it to the finish line, all the way to the finish line, I didn't stop and blame nobody. I didn't say, because you stabbed me in my back, I blame you. You talked about me, I blame you. You said I wasn't going to be nothing, I blame you. We didn't have a lot of food, I blame you. We didn't have everything that we wanted and needed as a child, I blame you. I wasn't raised with my father in the home. Did I blame him? No. I don't blame you. Because I kept running and jumping them hurdles and getting over them hurdles. And then I hit the finish line. Because by you blaming somebody, is it going to make a difference? Answer that. I want y'all to answer this. If y'all out there listening, answer this question. You blaming somebody else for your downfall or what's going on in your life, is it going to make a difference if they step up to the plate and say, okay, I apologize? Because you can't go back and change what happened. Is it going to make a difference in your life? Is it going to make a difference in your success? Is it going to make a difference in you getting to the finish line? Is it going to make a difference in of you going back to college? Is it going to make a difference for you to buy a home, to buy a car, to get a good husband, to get a six-figure job? Blaming them, is it going to make a difference if they tell you they're sorry and they apologize and they'll try to do better? It's not going to make a difference. Because the only somebody can make a difference in your life is really you. It can't be nobody else. Yeah, you may say, okay, I'd be happy if I marry a rich man, if I win the lottery. We all would be happy if we probably win the lottery. But is that gonna stop me from blaming somebody else for what took me? So you'll find something else to blame them about. If it weren't for you, I would have been won the lottery. That's how blame games work. Even though you make it, when you stuck in them blame games, even when you make it, you'll turn around and still put something out there and say why you didn't, it took that long, or I should have did this, but I couldn't do it because of you. You still gonna play that blame game. Stop blaming other people for your downfalls or because you're not successful or because you can't get past it. We get ready to go into a new year soon. Let it go. You're stuck. You can't get past it. You got to get up, open that door, and let that blame go. Because if you don't, you're going to be stuck like that when you're 60, 70, and 80 years old. And them people probably dead and gone. You'll still be blaming them. And some of them are dead. But you still want to blame them for your downfalls or what's going on happening in your life. Oh, my husband didn't treat me right. I can't get a job. Oh, no, you can get a job. You can make it. You got to have the motivation, the energy to want to do these things. Let that stuff go. You'll be blaming people for the rest of your life. Don't let people stop your success. Don't let nothing stop your success. And I hope I'm speaking to a lot of young people. I really do. I hope a lot. If you have young people that's in your family that need to hear this, share this video with them. This hot, sizzling conversation with them. Share it. Because they need to know. It's your choice if you don't get out here and get your grind on and be somebody. Is nobody gonna be there to stop you but you? It's on you to get out there and get what you want. Yeah, your friends will tell you, man, I wouldn't go to school. school ain't all that. You can hustle and make this same more money. But is that friend gonna be there when them doors slam and you locked up? But when you go to school, don't let somebody influence you or talk you into doing something that's gonna stop you from getting what you want to get. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't know if y'all ever saw that movie. Y'all know I always have a story. Blindside, I think that's it, where the white family adopts the black football player. He's a defense player. I don't know what he is, but anyway. And how he pushed, he went through a lot to become a successful football player, but his friend that also played football let somebody jump in his path and stopped him becoming a successful football player. Cause they say he was good. He was great, a great football player. But when you see him standing on them steps, and that drug dealer is talking about the football player, the one that lived with the white lady, he's talking about him. And if you look at that other young man's face, how he dropped his head of shame. But you know what else he dropped his head? Because he was into the blame game. That could have been me. If you hadn't got in my way and put me out here on these streets to start selling drugs, that could have been me. If you hadn't put me in these games, he was into dropping his head too from shame and the blame game. Don't let somebody stop you from getting yours, because that blame game will carry you down. It's not a uplifter. It don't lift you up to blame people. But now some people do. They get a kick out of, or they get joy out of blaming other people. Because they'll go tell the whole world what all didn't happen to, what all should have, could have happened to them if this person hadn't done that. And they love to blame their parents. There is no parent out here that is perfect. Everybody want to blame the parents. Where do we get that from? Whatever happened in your life, I'm not saying all parents was good parents. Don't go say, let's talk about it with Miss Penn, and she was saying all parents are good. I'm not saying that, because there's no perfect parents. But remember, there is no book that can teach you how to be a perfect parent, because every child is an individual. Every child has their own personality, their own ways of how they're going to act, how they're going to behave. You can whoop them all day. You can punish them all day. But if that child want to behave the way they want to at a certain time, that's just the way they're going to be. Okay, I'm going to do this, but mom and dad going to put me in the corner. I'm going to do this. They're going to take my telephone. How many of y'all not done something and you knew what the consequence was going to be? You knew what your parents was going to do, but you did it anyway because you're used to it, but you wanted to do what you wanted to do. But we don't go back and look at the things that we done as kids, teenagers, and some adults. We don't look at what we did wrong. We want to look at and blame the parents on everything that they did wrong. And I guarantee if you sit down and talk to your kids, they'll have a whole list of stuff that you did wrong. and a very small of what you did right. That's the blame game. Because that list is going to tell you, I would have did this, this, and this if you hadn't done the things on this list. But we never go back and remember when we broke the cookie jar or we didn't clean the house when mom and dad told us. We didn't make good grades when mom used to tell us to go to school and learn. We was in the school fighting, going off on the teachers. We don't think about all of that. But we always think about, she didn't buy me them Air Jordans. She didn't take me to the beauty shop to get my hair done. Dad didn't buy me the dress that I wanted. Dad didn't buy me a brand new car. He gave me a hootie. I probably could have went to the prom with the most beautiful girl in the school. But Dad didn't let me drive his BMW. We always want to play this blame game. But did you ever go in there and ask your parents why we don't have enough food? Why the lights are getting cut off? Why I'm wearing raggedy clothes to school? Because have you ever thought about maybe they couldn't afford it? Maybe they was doing the best that they could do. But some of y'all are in your 40s, 30s, 20s, 50s, still blaming your parents. That's how long blame games can last. We'll blame somebody for the rest of our life. For you not being successful, or you not getting what you needed to get, or what you wanted to get. Y'all know I always have a story. Let's talk about it with Miss Penn. I always have a story. I always wanted to go in the military. Ever since I was a little bitty girl, nobody never really knew it. But me and my mom, I always wanted to go in the military. But all those hurdles, all those blocks, those bumps, all that got in my way. All of it. Child. It's a lot of things got in my way to say I could go back and blame. But guess what? I opened that door, put that blame game out my house. I may have been older when I went in the military, but I still did. And been going up that ladder ever since. So that's why I can sit here and tell you that them blame games will wear you down. Blaming stuff on other people instead of looking for your faults, what you did wrong. Because there's some things that you did wrong too. You're not perfect. You're not perfect. So there are some things as a child, as a friend, as a husband, as a wife, as a child, as an aunt, grandmama, it's things that we all have done that we could do better. But we can't blame people for our mistakes of things that we have done that we wanted to do or we could have done. You can't keep blaming everybody for your mistakes or for the wrongness that you got going on in your life. Everybody gonna have their bad days. There's not one person can say that they didn't have a bad day. Or thought about that they could have done something different or wanted to do something different. You wanted to be this lawyer, school teacher. It's something that you wanted to do in life. But you have sat here and blamed everybody else for the reason why you couldn't do it. go look in the mirror and say, I am in charge of my destiny. I am in charge of what I am going to do from now on. I'm not blaming nobody. I'm not blaming nobody for nothing that has went wrong in my life. This is my life. I am in control. And whatever I choose to do going forward, I am going to be successful at it. And any hurdles, any stumbling blocks, any bumps in the road, I'm going to get over them. I'm going to jump over them and keep running to the finish line. That's what you could do. And stop blaming other people. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We coming live on Studio W with this hot, sizzling conversation. Like I always tell y'all, this conversation may not help you, but it might help a friend or a family member. Share it. Let them listen to it. Because there may be a child out here right now, or one of your family members, blaming everybody in the family for what's going wrong in their life. And they have not looked in that mirror to see who is the real. Who is the real person you should be looking at? Y'all know we coming live from Studio W, and if you don't want to listen to us on your laptop or your computer or your iPad, you can always go to, if you have an Apple phone, you can go to your Apple store and you can download the app studio.w. If you have an Android, go to the Play Store and download Studio W. Or you can just sit back and kick back and say, Alexis, play Studio W. Y'all know that our website is international and you can go to the website, it's Studio WBuzz.com. That's Studio WBuzz.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe, leave a comment. And now, if you want to share with your friends on the website, or you may want to go back and listen to these conversations, listen to the music or the comedy shows that comes on Studio W, you can go on the website page, and at the top of the page, you see archive, and you can choose which one you want and what you want to listen to or what you want to share with your family and friends. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. You can catch me on Studio W Monday, Wednesday, and Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also is on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. We can be heard in a lot of different places. Please share these with your family and friends so they can listen to some of these good, hot, sizzling conversations. Now, let's get back to the blame game. I know we have people all over the globe that listen to us. And I know a lot of people, this right here is going to throw y'all for a loop, what I'm about to say. Do you know that, and I'm not politicking for nobody, I'm not a politician, I'm not telling you, but do you know that when you sit up there and see everything going wrong in the United States, y'all will blame all the politicians. You'll blame the president. You'll blame Congress. You'll blame senators. But look in the mirror and blame yourself because you didn't vote. Who to blame? You let them get up there because you didn't vote. That's the blame game. That's one of the biggest blame game it is, besides people blaming their parents. They blame on everybody else on what's going on in the United States, but they never blame themselves because you didn't get out there and vote. So it's the same thing. Stop blaming other people. Take responsibility of what I didn't do myself. What I could have done better. What can I do going forward? What can I do to help myself? And not hold on to the things that I couldn't control. Or I should have done this better. I should have went to school when I was told to go to school. I should have went to practice if I wanted to be an NFL player. I should have went to practice when I was supposed to. I should have been obedient to my parents when they was trying to teach me the right way to go. I should have listened when they told me not to hang with these people. That's what you should do. Look at all, take responsibility out of your action. Look at all the things that you did wrong. Cause you're not perfect now. You probably wasn't that perfect child. Cause there's nobody perfect. You probably wasn't that perfect student. You probably wasn't that perfect friend, that perfect wife, that perfect husband. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. Just because you somebody make a mistake, it's not to blame them for what's going on in your life. I see it all the time. I hear it all the time. People come up and say they blaming somebody for something that didn't happen in their life. And they'll blame us as parents because we had to work. My mama and daddy wasn't at home a lot. They had to work. Who was gonna pay the bills? If you knew they was out there working hard, you should have been doing the right thing. You knew they had to pay the bills. You knew they had to put food on the table, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. But we still were blaming them for not being at home all the time. You blame people on your job because you get fired. Well, what did you do to get fired? Maybe you was being late. Maybe you weren't doing your job good. Maybe you was being disrespectful. Look at what you did. But we can look at everybody else's flaws. We can look at everybody else's faults. We can look at everybody else what they did wrong. But we never can look at the things that we did wrong. And y'all know Miss Penn, I always have a story. I know my story is, I know that a lot of things that I did wrong as a child, as a daughter, as a granddaughter. I know that I have come to grips that there's things that I could have done better. As a student in school, it's things that I could have made a difference in my own life. I sat down and I thought about some of the things that I could have done better. It's things that I could have done better as a mother. And there's always improvement out of being a wife. There's things that I can do better. But I'm not gonna change as a wife. But I know there are some things that I could do better. We all can. And if my husband walked out on me today, guess what? I can't blame him. I can't blame whoever. But I have to look at what I did wrong, what I could have done better. We think we can give to people. Do you know sometimes that pushes people off? Okay. Some people think that in marriage, some people think that if I cook every day, clean up, wash, do laundry, to be there. Do you think that sometimes that's still not enough and then they walk away? You're going to blame yourself. No, don't even blame yourself. When you know you've done the best you can, that's what I try to tell parents. When you know deep in your heart you did all you could and did the best you could. Because a lot of parents out here today are blaming themselves for the way their kids are turning out. They're blaming themselves. Don't. Stop. If you know deep in your heart you did the best you could with what you had, what you know, that's all you was gonna do. So why blame yourself? You did the best you could. In your heart, you know I did the best I could. So you can't blame yourself for what path that they have chosen to take. And that's what a lot of parents are doing. But you can't do that if you did the best you could. That's all you can do. You can't go back and change nothing. Only thing you can do is do better going forward. And I hope I'm reaching a lot of parents, because there's a lot of parents out here hurting because they sitting in that blame room, blaming themselves for every little thing that's going wrong in their kids' life. Because these kids is getting caught up. Because somebody else has grabbed them and took them down the wrong path that you was trying to take them down. But you did all you could. You did the best you could. Y'all better come out of that blame room. It'll wear you down. It will literally wear you down. I got over that. What directions that I have been, directions I'm going, is my destiny. I control that. And until I figured that out, I was in that room with a lot of y'all. When I opened that door and went out that door and let blame out that door, I got better. I saw my mistakes, some things that I could have changed and things that I can change. And I've been better ever since. Cause we get stuck in that and we just always talk about it, always thinking about it. And I know some of y'all, went to school with people that you see now that you thought was going to be successful, but they're not successful. And then when you talk to them, they talk in this blame game. Or you see them talking, you see people that every time you see them, they blaming their parents for what happened in their life. Y'all better get out of that game, get out of that room, and stop blaming people. Take responsibility for your action. If you sit down Yes, we had, let's talk about it. We had a little technical difficulty just now. But before we go, we got a couple minutes. Come out of the blame game and take responsibility for your action. Look at what somebody tried to, may have tried to stop you from being successful or tried to stop you from getting what you wanted in life. Don't let them be the cause of you not being successful. Don't sit back and hold on to that blame game and blame everybody else, because it can get heavy. It's just like carrying a book bag. The more you put in it, the more years that you keep blaming people, the heavier that load is going to get. Because we all have done wrong in our lives. Nobody is perfect. There's not a perfect mother. There's not a perfect father. There's not a perfect child, grandmother, uncles or aunts, cousins, friends, husband, wives. Nobody's perfect. So stop sitting back. You're making your life miserable by blaming other people because you're not making six figures or something happened wrong in your life. And you sitting back because it's happening right now, today in your life, and you blaming somebody that something that happened 10 years ago. You would never be successful. You would never succeed because you always dragging, like the little boy on Charlie Brown with the blanket. You always dragging them blame games. You holding on to them because you got to come up out of there. And I know a lot of people sit back and blaming themselves for the things that's happening with their kids. Don't do that. Don't blame yourself. If you know in your heart you was a great parent, you did the best you could with what you had and what you knew. Because there's no book out there that'll give us the best in how to raise a perfect child. There's no books. You just do all you can do. And there's no perfect kids. There's no perfect kids. So don't even blame yourself because you're not making the grades or you're not doing good as the next kid. You can't blame yourself. Long as you're doing the best you can with what you got and what you know. There's no perfect kids out here. So live blame free. I know I done wrong. You done wrong. We all done wrong. And sometimes you can talk to people. If you feel like they done you wrong or you feel like you could have been different if this hadn't happened, you might can go talk to them to ask them, why did you do that? So the next time you'll know how to do better. Or why you didn't do this. Find out. Because it may not be what you think it is. Because as I've gotten older, I know we didn't have a lot, but I figured it out. My mom was raising 8 kids by herself back in them days. It wasn't a lot out there. So how can I blame her when there wasn't a lot help out there for a single woman with 8 kids? She had divorced my dad, and there wasn't a lot for her. But she kept her kids together. And she did the best she could with what she knew and how she could. I went and talked to her. I wanted to know. So don't always blame other people because you're not where you want to be in your life. You're not living the life that you thought you should be living. Or you're not driving the cars that you think you should be driving. Stop blaming other people. Open up the door tonight and say bye blame, because I'm finna jump every hurdle, get through every bump, get through every backstabbing talked about. I'm getting through it all because I am getting me, taking care of me. I am in control of me. I am in control of my destiny. I am in control of my success. You in control of your failure too. You're totally in control. Nobody else. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Live here on Studio W. You can catch us on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays at 5 Eastern time. And if there's nobody else that told you today that they love you, remember Miss Penny love everybody and share these with your family and friends. Love y'all. If I don't see y'all, I won't see y'all probably for Christmas, but y'all have a blessed and safe and merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Same to you, Miss Penny. Excellent show as usual. Excellent. Good topics. I mean, just awesome stuff, right? That's right. Don't blame anybody else. Look in the mirror. Thank you so much for that message. It's much needed. Much needed. Much needed. So yes. Thank you so much. Have a good night, Miss Penny, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay.